All right, well, the Pac-12 news is hot and heavy today for whatever reason.
And it's not good. Like, we were kind of thought that there would be big news coming out of it, that the Pac-12 had kind of got its at least for the foreseeable future, its members. And then we were told not so fast.
Well, they did get Colorado State, Fresno State, Boise State, and San Diego State.
Yeah, but that happened a while back.
Yeah.
But so they're sitting at six. We knew they had to get to, you know, at least eight. Arguably, they wanted to get to 9 or 10. So, you know, they were sniffing around the AAC schools. We knew that. And today was kind of put up as a deadline for that. And then if that didn't work out, they would maybe sniff back around some of the Mountain West schools. And apparently they got told no on both fronts.
Yeah, so Air Force and UNLV are staying in the Mountain West.
Yeah.
That was, they reiterated that today.
Yeah, Pete Thamel had that, said sources that UNLV and Air Force are committing to it. And that's a big deal because for the Mountain West, that's kind of their two anchor schools right now.
Yeah, and I guess the report is that the Mountain West is offering them cash. Basically taking the exit fees from the four schools that left for the Pac-12 and offering guaranteed money to UNLV and Air Force and everybody else in that league in order to stay.
Yes.
And that seems to have worked.
Yeah.
And then you have, in the American Athletic, you have Tulane, Memphis, South Florida, and Texas San Antonio, and all four of those schools announced they are staying.
Yeah. So the AAC, and I saw this last week, that the AAC was putting on a big blitz to their teams, basically saying, with the Pac-12, you have an unknown, right? You don't know what the media deal is. You don't know what the leadership is. All of that is very strange. And by the way, it's a long way to travel. Same thing we've heard from, you know, Pac-12 fans that broke up about going to the Big Ten, and certainly with going to the ACC. The difference is those schools are getting a lot of money. The AAC media deal is $9 million per school. It's the best of the group of five, soon to be group of six, right? Media deals. So the Pac-12 is kicking around a number somewhere between 9 and 12 million, seems to be the one that everyone's kind of kicking around. Some people believe that that's closer to 10. So, and I brought this up last week, for a school like Tulane, is it worth packing up and going out west for an extra $1 million? And supposedly what the AAC did was tell their teams, hey, we are on top of this. We understand. One, we have a media rights deal that's going to be on par, if not, you know, right, I don't know about better, but on par with the Pac-12. And they are going to bring in private equity. They understand that they cannot operate the way that the Power Four do, and they already have a plan in place to be aggressive and kind of be the most forward-thinking group of five conference. And they sold that to their teams. And apparently they sold it to them enough to where the unknown of the Pac-12 wasn't enticing.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. It sort of feels like they're all kind of the same.
Yeah. Well, and
so why bounce around? Like, yeah, I would imagine they got a better deal now because they were being flirted with.
Sure.
So,
you know, maybe you get a little extra area. You say, hey, when the private equity comes in, you know, you guys get a little bigger slice of the pie.
And the other thing to me is that I just feel like I don't know how much it matters, the difference between like the Mountain West and the American Athletic and the new Pac-12 and whatever else, whatever other stupid leagues are out there. First of all, nobody knows who plays in what.
No.
Like, can you name the AAC teams?
I mean, I can. Actually, I can. For the
all of them?
Oh, not all of them. But I can give you the big ones.
Because I'm looking at the standings.
Yeah.
It's Army, Navy, North Texas, East Carolina, South Florida, Memphis, Tulane, obviously we talked about, and UTSA. But then also UAB, Tulsa, Florida Atlantic.
It's not great.
Rice, Temple. Like, who cares? What is the difference between that and this Mountain West that now has Air Force and UNLV as its top teams? Pac-12 is maybe a little better because of Oregon State and Washington State, but not much because they're now going to have to add, like, they're saying now that Utah State has been offered a spot in the Pac-12.
Yep.
And then that's what, seven? So they need at least one more, if not three more. And what's that going to be? Like North Dakota State?
Well, and my thing is, what I don't understand, this notion of like, oh, we want to build the toughest conference. I don't think you do. To me, when you're talking about the group of five here or group of six, whatever you want to call it, look, your media deal is going to be what it is. Right?
There's it's kind of all the same.
Exactly. There's not a single thing. The Mountain West deal actually sucks. The Mountain West pays like $4 million a year. So, but when their deal is up, I would assume that they get a bump and get closer to that 9 or 10 million. But there's not a single school amongst this group that drives any sort of TV revenue, right? So the deals are all going to be somewhat comparable to each other. So this idea of the AAC being tougher than the Mountain West or the Pac-12 being tougher than the AAC, who cares? You only get one shot at getting into the playoff. And I would make the argument that playing in a softer conference and being 11-1 is better than playing in a tougher conference and being 10-2.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the only thing that matters for those schools are, can you have a media deal that's somewhat functionable? And I think that's all going to happen because, like you said, all those deals are going to be roughly the same. And then it's about access to the playoff. And I don't think that going through a tougher gauntlet of the group of five makes any sort of difference. And I think schools are starting to realize that. And they're like, dude, we're not jumping ship to go pack up and go to something that we don't know, because you can call it the Pac-12. At the end of the day, it's unknown leadership. It's unknown who the rest of the teams are, whereas the AAC has some stability. The one that I think is surprising is UNLV. UNLV and Air Force said no. Like, that's the one that I found odd. And I also want to see how much money the Mountain West agreed to pay them to get them to stay.
Yeah.
And isn't it weird that it's the Pac-12's own money that's getting those two schools to stay?
I would imagine if they were going to get UNLV and Air Force, they would have got them initially with the other four. So obviously they were holdouts from the beginning.
And, or maybe the Pac-12 was trying to play tough and only give them half shares, thinking that...
Yeah, well, that didn't work. So, yeah, I mean, the Mountain West figured out, hey, we got a bunch of money coming in from all these exit fees. We'll just give it to the eight remaining schools. And for them, they're like, well, I can take that, or I can go to the unknown of this projected Pac-12 revenue, which isn't that much better than what the Mountain West will be once, like you said, they get a new deal. So I'll just take the we'll just take the cash.
Yeah.
And stay here.
So,
and like you said, it's easier to win here.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think there's one other consideration here that we haven't discussed, which with regards to these group of fives, and we'll get to that and wrap up the convo next on The Fan.
Yeah. The home of Dirt and Spray.
I'm Dirt.
I think the five layer gets more credit than the seven layer. Seven layer, it's like somebody gets nervous about that extra two layers.
That's a lot of layers.
I guess, how do you go about wiggling that up?
I'm just asking. I'm asking questions. So if Kansas State loses and this guy doesn't shove a burrito up his bum, they're now going to be cursed. So be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
That's the lesson of the day.
I think you got to freeze it.
No.
Dirt and Spray. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on 1080 The Fan.
So, Pac-12 trying to fill out its roster today.
Not going well.
No, we'll see what Utah State says.
Yeah, so Utah State is on the clock. And if Utah State accepts...
And they're in the...
They're in the Mountain West.
Mountain West, yeah.
So, remember, so the four AAC schools said no. UNLV, Air Force, no. Now Utah State... down the line. Gonzaga supposedly is in talks, multiple sources of the Pac-12, but that would be basketball only, so that wouldn't make any difference to what we're talking
about.
That'd
be kind of cool, though, for hoops.
Yeah, I was surprised, because that was the Big 12 originally talked about maybe going to grab them and UConn, but UConn wanted to be a full member. But anywho, back to the Pac-12 stuff. Like, if they get Utah State, that's seven for the Mountain West, seven for the Pac-12. Dude, can you guys just kiss and just form your 14-team league and just be done with it? Are we really going to have like a 17 Mountain West and a 17 Pac-12, which, by the way, you can't have? Well, that means you're now adding, like, you know, a North Dakota State and a South Dakota State to each one to get to eight?
Yeah, I think that the big consideration here that we didn't talk about last segment is that for the longest time, I feel like these leagues and some of these schools, not maybe not all these leagues, but some of these schools, particularly the two in the Pac-12.
Yeah.
They were holding out to see if they could build a conference that would be the fifth Power Four league.
Yeah, no.
Right? Like, well, that's what they were trying to do. They were saying, okay, there's only four Power Four leagues. Yeah. What if when this is all, you know, because they were thinking the ACC was going to break up, and then maybe we could put together a league that is good enough to get Power Four or then Power Five status. Yeah. I think why all this is happening now is that they've realized that is not happening. The ACC is going to stay together. The Big 12 is saying that they're going to stand pat. So now it's like, okay, let's rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic with all these group of five schools, and it doesn't really matter how it all falls. Conference USA, Mountain West, Pac-12, AAC. It's kind of all the same.
Just a hodgepodge.
Yeah, so I don't know where the Pac-12 goes next.
But it's just so weird to think about the Mountain West, like an 8-team conference, really, for the Mountain West and the Pac-12, when you're sitting right there geographically, just sit next to each other. And you know, half the Pac-12 members were Mountain West teams, and now you're elevating. I mean, there's no one else. Like, there's really nowhere else to go other than if you just want to start elevating, you know, the FCS schools.
North Dakota State.
Yeah.
South Dakota State.
Yeah, but each one needs to grab one. I mean,
Montana?
It's just, yeah, Montana. I mean, if you want to go down that road, it's just, it seems silly that the Mountain West and the Pac-12, and now I'm assuming that there's bad blood, obviously, because of the scheduling thing and now the poaching. And, you know, I was reading a thing, Brett McMurphy had it, or maybe it was Pete Thamel, was saying that a lot of the other conferences now just view the Pac-12 as predators. And, you know, I can't fault the Pac-12. They got preyed upon, but everyone was kind of rallying the troops against the Pac-12. And so I don't know if there is even like a room to negotiate to go to the Mountain West and be like, yeah, I know we couldn't work it out before, but look, both of us have seven schools. The Utah State, by the way, is expected to take the offer, right? That seems to be the general consensus here from reporters that Utah State is going to accept. And then you're sitting there with seven each. Doesn't it just make sense to go back to the bargaining table and meld those two together and come up with a pretty solid 14 team conference where you can still have a conference title game, go to the table with a new media deal and try to scrounge up maybe, you know, again, somewhere in that $10 to $12 million range?
Yeah, I guess. Unless you could get Bishop Sycamore.
Like, what? Where else?
What are they doing?
There's just no other teams.
They don't exist.
Well, there are other teams. It's just,
you know, really?
Well, there are.
You going to go get PLU? You going to get Willamette? Are you?
No, of course not.
Portland State up to?
I mean,
this is, you know.
I see. I got to look around. I'm gonna go look around. I'm gonna get them some teams.
It's just
right now. How about Liberty? What are they doing?
It's just bad. It's just, you know,
they're a pretty good program.
I appreciate. Well, they were in the BCS. I appreciate rebuilding the Pac-12, and you know, and trying to come out of this feeling good about yourself. But I mean, at this point, I don't know where you go from here. I don't know how you feel good about it other than, you know, I guess, like you said, at the end of the day, if you're trying to put a positive spin on it, I guess it really doesn't matter. Right. Cause they're all kind of the same. And whether you have eight teams or nine teams or whoever it is, just try to win as many games as possible and try to be the best of the group of five or group of six and try to get some sort of access to a playoff.
James Madison just beat North Carolina.
Yeah.
Go get them.
They hung 70 on them in Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable.
Who would have thought James Madison would be the one to force Mac Brown to retire?
It's hard to go get a team from the other side of the country, though, for not a lot of money.
They're too far.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing when, you know, when you're making a ton of money to travel across the country, but when you're not talking about big dollars, yeah, that makes it tough. Because Liberty's in, Liberty's in Conference USA, are they not?
Yes.
And so, like, I don't know what that payout is, but you could make the argument that if they came calling, why wouldn't the AAC come calling and be like, dude, we can give you the same thing and you don't have to travel to the West?
Yeah, you're right. There's not a lot out there, is there?
No, there isn't.
North Texas is sitting out there.
Well,
if you want to get into the state of Texas.
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of the problem is that by positioning yourself out West, you're really having to look way far away. And it's hard to convince those teams that you want to, because you're not just, this isn't a big financial boom. It's just not. It's not a lot of money. And remember, it's not just about football, because this is the same conversation we had to have about the Big Ten schools, you know, and you're like, oh my God, think of all the travel costs, but you know, and everything that goes into that and the pain in the ass, but there's so much money involved there. This is not, and these athletic budgets just aren't, they're not like that. And so I think some of that stuff to go get teams out of the South to come out here and play Boise and play Oregon State and play Washington State, and when you're playing in front of 35,000 seat crowds, boy, I just don't know how attractive that is.
All right, well, we'll keep it posted. Looks like UNLV, Air Force staying in the Mountain West. It looks like Tulane, Memphis, UTSA, and South Florida staying in the American Athletic, and the offer has been extended to Utah State.
And it is expected that Utah State will say yes. If Utah State says no,
go Beavers. How about that?
And then maybe Gonzaga for hoops. I don't know. All right. Coming up next, let's get to our college football catwalk. We'll start with USC Michigan when we return on The Fan. Mm-hmm.